Now, welcome onto the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning. A four straight win for your team, 21-6 over North Carolina A&T in the rain on Saturday. What did you like about the way your team played?
I thought there was a decent amount to like. I mean, the rain was much worse than we had hoped. We had just played a couple. One was pretty bad and windy against New Hampshire, and then the last week was, you know, up and down with showers. And so we had kind of hoped that we'd be able to still, you know, be able to function pretty well. And it was pretty bad, in especially in the first half, as far as catching snaps and snapping punts and all those, ball handling things that could go wrong were going a little bit sloppy. So we kind of leaned on the run game against a pretty heavy box. And I thought, you know, there were some good things to see in there that, you know, when we needed to move the ball down the field, almost primarily running the ball. And, hopefully we can, build off of that as we get down to the stretch run.
First question this morning for Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Morning. Hey, Coach.
What's up, Andy?
Hey, Jackson Taylor. I know you had high hopes for him when you brought him in. You know, how has he played so far? What's he doing well?
Obviously just announced as the CAA Defensive Player of the Week, right?
Yep.
He's been great since the day he got here, to be honest, as far as his pretty easy to assimilate into the program. Just such a great person, leader, tough kid, worked his butt off from day one. Came in and had a ton of experience at the Division II level and a ton of tackles. So not that he hadn't played ball, just hadn't played it in the CAA yet. And fit in right away as far as his toughness, his intensity, his physicality fits right into our scheme. And he's just got a knack for the ball. He's really dynamic, has the ability to see ball and get ball. And, when he gets there, he plays with a different kind of intensity as far as the way that he physically hurts people when he hits them. And, I think there's kind of a throwback linebacker. It's fun to watch him run around and make plays because he's just been dynamic for us.
I mean, obviously he's proven he can play at this level. I mean, I don't know if there was any questions at all, but.
Yeah, there wasn't many from us. But I mean, obviously there's that small part of you that's like, well, he's got to go prove it. And he did. And, it would not shock me if this is the last level that he plays at.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Next question, Kevin Chesley. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan. Just wanted to ask you about playing on the road. I mean, you guys have had this longest stint in a long time playing at home. You obviously started the season with a big road win up at Stony Brook. What's the adjustment for you guys just in terms of, the routine changing? You guys are on a nice run, but you want to keep it going, even though you're going to have to kind of change the routine this week going on the road.
Yeah, it's something we talked about this morning. It's funny to think about it. In the last, road game we played was Penn State. It seems like months ago, kind of was 5 weeks ago. And so we do a nice job here, hopefully at keeping the schedule the same, because of the morning practices, the way we practice on Fridays, it doesn't really change. We would just go to class on Friday at a home game, and now we'll leave and go on a trip, post practice, post meetings. And so we do most of our stuff here. And then we also stay, at hotels at home. So our situation and our schedule kind of remains the same minus that trip. And so we take a, in this case, probably a 4-hour bus trip down to Hampton, maybe 4.5. And that's probably the only difference, really. And so as far as the routine, as far as playing in a different atmosphere, and that's something we have to continue to focus on, make sure that we enjoy the moment, enjoy going to different places and seeing how you stack up. And going in and seeing different environments and being able to silence crowds. Those are things that we should relish, not necessarily worry about.
Hey, Ryan, just to follow up, I know a lot of people are still kind of concerned about how Keyshawn's doing after he had to be taken off the field in an ambulance on Saturday. How's he doing? Is he still in the hospital? Any chance he could play this week?
He is not still in the hospital. He got released that evening after midnight, but that morning, he's doing very well. As far as when he's playing, I honestly couldn't tell you that, but it seems like most of his scans were pretty clear. And he's doing well. He's back to himself. He was in the building yesterday and today. And so it was really great to see, you know, him be back kind of his normal Keyshawn self, which is fun, easygoing, and intense about football. He's mad right now that he had to leave the game.
Gotcha. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Next question, Rich. Come on, Rich.
You're muted, Rich.
Yeah, I'm mute, Rich.
Question was about the weather, Coach. When we played New Hampshire, it was the remnants of a hurricane. It was rainy and windy, and we threw for over 300 yards. Mm-hmm. And yet this weekend, it seemed like, even though it wasn't windy, the weather had much more of an impact on the ability to pass. What was the difference there?
It was more wet. The wind was more of a factor in New Hampshire, and so we didn't do very well throwing the ball without the wind. But the rain wasn't as much of a factor. I think our ball situation wasn't great this week. We didn't rotate them in well enough, whether it be the referees, the ball boys, or our equipment staff. I don't know, what happened, but in the first half we had really, really heavy wet balls. And so we were struggling to catch the snaps minus throw and catch. They were heavy and wet. And so it certainly was different than New Hampshire. Again, that was kind of what, I said when Rob asked the question, I was hoping that it was going to be similar. We anticipated it. We practiced with it. And it was a different atmosphere out there on Saturday. And so we just adjusted. And that's football, right? That's, we're going to play an outdoor sport. We have to make sure that we make adjustments in play calling and in mentality. And we refocused on what we had a rain plan, and that was it, was to go, run the ball. And it was going to be a different kind of game. I think their defense was kind of set up to stop the run. And that's what made me pretty happy, is that we still ran it enough to get the W.
Thanks for clarifying that, Coach.
You got it, Rich.
All right. Next question from Dan Sinclair. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Cardi, it's early in the week, of course, but when it comes to Hampton, it looks like it's another team that's capable of running the ball pretty well, a couple of good lead running backs. But what do you see from, what are you expecting from them later this week?
Yeah, I think, knowing what they do on offense, I expect them to spread us out, try their best to find some mismatches in the shorter passing game, occasionally in the longer passing game, if we have to stack the box. And then, for sure, try to find those holes here and there in the run game. And I think, we've done such a nice job against the run this year. It'll be interesting to see, what their adjustments are if we do take it away. I know Coach Patterson's background is to be able to chuck it around. And so I'm sure we'll see that capability as well. Looking forward to the matchup, to be honest, it's something that, hopefully, we'll get a chance to see somebody a little bit different than in the last couple of games.
Next question from Kyle Kinsen. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, with the defense, I wanted to ask about Chase McGowan and the role that he's sort of played in setting the tone for the entire defense. Kind of feels like he's been able to do a little of everything this season.
Yeah, Chase is great. I mean, obviously, one of our four captains, and, we have two captains up front on the defensive line, and all three of the starters in him, Keyshawn, and Jack, are all very good leaders and have an energy that's a little bit different. They play with a different intensity than a lot of our players on our team. And we would like all of the players on our team to play with the same intensity. And that's kind of our push to our guys, is I think Chase does a great job, like you just said, does a great job setting the tone of who we want to be as a defense. Fast, physical, attention to detail, always focused and making sure that he's in the right gap and with the right leverage, never loses contain. He's one of those guys that's going to do it the right way, but also do it fast and physical and violent. And, it's something that, experience gives you, but also talent. I mean, he's really smooth. He's fast. He's explosive. He's got a football savvy and a football IQ, and then he plays really, really freaking hard. And so, just excited to see him continue to get better and better. I think Coach Daniels has done a great job with that D-line and getting them to play together and to take strides week from week from week. And so hopefully, you know, this guy is the limit for a guy like Chase, because he has the talent level to continue to grow, and he really wants to be better every week. So we're excited about what he's been able to do and what he can hopefully continue to do.
Thank you.
You got it.
One more for you for Ryan from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Ryan, you guys are the only unbeaten team left in the CAA. A whole lot of teams only have one loss, but I think it's just mid-October, and that kind of shows how competitive this league is and how deep this league is. Is that a good reminder for your kids as you do sit there at the top of the league?
Yeah, I mean, intellectually, yes. You know, whether or not that's sinking in emotionally, and, you know, we'll find out tomorrow at practice, you know, how good of a practice we have, because, you know, we've been accomplishing our missions each week. And but I think the thing that changes is that we want to accomplish every mission. And so whoever they put in front of us, we need to make sure that we're 1-0 against that person in that CAA championship game next week, and then the next week, and the next week, because right now we need to be ultra focused on Hampton, and not worry about what happened last week or what could happen in the future. And so I think it's not, you know, I would love to see that, you know, we're going to look around and see that everybody's losing to everybody and think that that's going to affect how we prepare. It's not how it works usually on football teams. We like to stay focused on ourselves, unfortunately, sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes. And so I think we have to keep reminding each other and holding each other accountable to a standard that's been set and how we practice and how we prepare and how focused we are week in and week out. And if we do that, then it doesn't matter, you know, who we're going to play. We're going to play a good opponent each week, and we're going to go make sure that we give them our best shot.
Appreciate that, Coach. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Hampton, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, Ron.